latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle headlines, and Newcastle manager Rafael Benitez is reportedly ready to offer himself up for the West Ham role if Slaven Bilic is sacked. The Spaniard has enjoyed a rocky time since taking over at Newcastle in March 2016, having suffered relegation from the Premier League in his first season. Benitez guided the Magpies back to the top fight at the first time of asking as they went on to win the Championship title ahead of Brighton. However, Benitez has been left frustrated over the summer due to a lack of backing in the transfer market, and it's understood he is considering his future at St James's Park. Meanwhile, Tim Krul says he'll always have a connection with Newcastle United and the club's fans. The goalkeeper joined Brighton and Hove Albion on a season-long loan deal on deadline day. And speaking, though, about his time at Newcastle and his move, he said, "Newcastle will always be in my heart. It would have been my 12th season. The connection will always be there. Obviously, I had an injury and went out on loan last season. I'm back fit, and the manager wanted to go another way. That's why I'm here. I'm excited. I got the opportunity to sign for a great club like Brighton in the Premier League." And finally now, Lucas Perez rejected the advances of Newcastle and Everton to return to Spain and link up with Deportivo La Coruña. The 28-year-old Perez joined the Gunners last summer from Depor. However, he failed to live up to expectations and netted just several goals and 21 appearances in all competitions. The player was also said to be unhappy at his lack of first-team opportunities at the club and wanted to move away. Everton and Newcastle were reported to be interested in signing him as they looked to bolster their options in attack. However, he has now rejoined his former club on a season-long loan deal, which includes no obligation to buy.